Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth to Power Show. My name is Beverly D. And tonight we have Sister Seta Aset with us. And Thursday is her normal night, but we're doing it Wednesday because we have a spring equinox show tomorrow. So, Sister Seta Aset, thank you for joining us. Thank you for switching over to tonight. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Sister Bev. How are you doing? I don't know if it's me or you, but I'm getting my line is kind of breaking up. Do you hear any of that on your end?
I can hear you. Am I breaking up too? Or can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I hear you fine. I'm just hearing some sort of like a crackling in the line. It could be on my end. I don't know, but.
No, it's something because we had that last night with Dr. Robert X, too. And what I had to do was add him to my – so I had to – let me see because you might, let me see if I could do you with the place, guess, and the screen. Let me see. Hold on a minute. I'm going to try another way because we had this issue with him last night. I'm going to try it this way. Hold on a minute. Okay.
Okay. Oh, here it is, right.
You can tell people about you. Let's see how it sounds. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Sister Bev. I can hear you fine. I was just thinking,
okay.
You know, maybe they don't want all this information coming out on the TTP show. You know, they're
well, you know,
maybe they're skeptical about it. We got to tell it, though.
Okay. That's me dialing you. Pick that up.
Okay.
Hello?
Sister Bev, hello?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Did you hang the other line up?
Okay, let me do that. Let me see. Okay, Sister Bev, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a little better.
It's a little better. Yes, it is. It's a lot better.
Okay, well, you're talking. As you're talking, I could tell how it would be. So let the people know who is Sister Seta, Aset. Tell them how they can get your book.
Okay, well, I'm Sister Seta. I'm one Aliel, and my birth name is part of the name that I have now, and it's all legit. When I went into this, I went into this 110%. I just didn't want to give myself, you know, a title and not be true to the title. Chemistry, Files, Novels, all five, which is The Bright Light, Gathering of the Vanguard, The War, which we just finished. Right now we're on 9X. And the last novel at this point being In the Realm of the Gods. I'm working on a fifth one called Chemistry Area 51. And it's dealing with a lot of things that's going on today, but it's dealing with the undercover issues of what we're dealing with today. And, of course, you know, I would like to know who's running those underground bunkers. And all these miles and miles and miles of caverns and caves that's running under these United Snakes of America. But, yeah, and I also have a script out there that I will be revealing next month, and I'm only going to print five of those. And it is the Bright Light script. And they're basically for directors and producers. But if you can get a hold of one of the five, you know, you'll really have something. You'll have what the producers and the directors have, which I am hoping that the chemistry will become right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also on Gumroad, you can get the chemistry and audio, Bright Light and audio. You can get that there. And you can go to my website at chemistryfiles.com, chemistryfiles.com. And go there, and you can order them. And you can also order the novels from me if you would like. I've got something going on real quick, Sister Bev.
Mm-hmm.
You can get either novel from me, and I will autograph it and send it to you. But I tell you what, if you get all five novels from me, I will autograph all five novels. And what I'll do is, I'll waive the shipping and handling only if you buy all five of the novels. So that's going to be available.
Good.
As a matter of fact, it's available right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay. So, you know, you never know with your autograph. You never know how it'll be in the future. Never know what it'll be worth either.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's
true.
Good.
And nowadays, things are, you know, living this life right now in this matrix is almost surreal. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, every day I wake up to what we're dealing with, you know, it really behooves me to think that the human race has sunk so low as to do its people this way. And all of this is written in the chemistry novels. And the more and more I see this every day, the more and more I look to the chemistry and say to myself, why I had to get on this path to write something that is mirroring what we're doing today, what's going on in our lives today. Mm-hmm. And Sister Bev, I just want to cry. I know that I shouldn't get into my feelings and cry about this, but this is terrible. This is really hard. And the only thing that we can do as a melanated people, first of all, take care of ourselves. We've got to stop and look at all of this and see if this is a reset for us. I think that this is we need to take this time as a people to reset and say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? It's the talking time is over. We have got to get into this realm of a different thinking, and we've got to definitely level up higher than where we have been. We will destroy ourselves if we don't get on the right path right now. Because I thought last year, I told myself in 2019, I said, if you don't get this together, if you don't get prepared for the next year, you're going to be lost. And I'm saying this right now, we're still early in the year, but if you're not really getting prepared for what is to come right now, you're going to be lost. All is going to be lost. And that's a fact.
Some people might say, well, what do I do? Some people really don't know what to do. What do you suggest in them preparing themselves?
Well, first of all, I suggest, number one, taking care of yourself. We gotta get out of this fast food thing. We've got to change our eating habits. We got to start caring for self. We can't keep doing the same things that we've been doing over and over because it's not helping us. We have to communicate and look to each other to choose the right things to do. Like I said, taking care of yourself, eating right, getting your mind right, looking for ways to improve on some of the things that you are doing, and also eliminate some of the things that you know that has not been helping you. You have to let that go. You have to change your mindset. That's number two. You know, and I imagine we can put that in the first category. Just change your mindset. Number two, take care of yourself. Number three, change the old ways. We got to let go of the old ways. We got to let go of the things that we have been doing that I would classify as not the people that we were, because we've got to go back to the people that we were. You know, we are the first people, and we've got to get our minds set to that fact. We can't live in a world that we didn't create, that something or someone else or another entity created. We won't be able to survive in that fake world. We have to come true to ourselves, and we got to get real. So we got to let all the insane ways and things that is surrounding us in this matrix, we got to let it go. But you will know within yourself, as a child of the universe, you'll know what to do. That's just some of the things that we have to do right now. But in the end, you'll know. But we can't keep being ignorant. We got to change. We have to.
You
I hope
so
that
correct.
Helps. Some.
Yes, yes, you're right on point. You're right on point. And what book are you in tonight? What book are we on?
Well, tonight we're just getting into Chemistry 9X. And this is where we're going underground, okay? We have left the earth, and we're in the universe right now. And there's a lot of fighting going on that if you're not using your fourth, fifth, and sixth eye that you don't see. Right now we're in that realm. So our army have left planet Earth, and they're in the skies right now. So this is where we are in 9X.
Now,
and I think
who won the fight? Was the fight finished, or is it continuing on Earth? Or who won that battle?
Well, it's not over yet. Nobody has won in it. Right now, as far as the Earth is left in shambles. Right now, the Earth is in shambles, sort of like what we're going through right now, because when this is all said and done, you know, they were saying, they were giving this so-called virus, we should see some differences, you know, come April, May, whatever, you know, when the weather breaks. I don't think so. I think this is a long-term changeover lifestyle that we're going to be continuing, at least for the rest of my time out. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I think this is a turnover. This is it. We're not going back to where we once were. And so in the war, the earth is in shambles right now. And people are trying to rebuild it. You know, humans are trying to rebuild it, and there's not very many humans left on the earth. Okay? And what they do have, they're trying to find some sense of normalcy in their world right now, and they're trying to rebuild. But they still are facing danger of the opposition that still walks among them. And so, basically, they're not hiding anymore. They're out in the open with it. You know, just like we're seeing now, we're seeing a lot of them coming out in the open now.
Right.
But the main forces right now have left the planet, and they're all trying to regroup. And so this is where we are now. The so-called enemy is after the vanguard that demolished their world on planet Earth. So now they're going after them, I guess, to seek revenge or whatever they're going to try to do to them. But Kishar and Ishmael and the Vanguard, they're not having none of that. So they did follow them. So this is where we are right now.
So they didn't come from planet Earth, or did they? Or are they like dual citizenship? They're from the galaxy and planet Earth.
Well, that you're talking about the highly melanated people. You're talking about us, Sister Bev.
Okay.
You know, we're from the universe. We're just here on this planet, you know, experiencing this matrix. So
Okay. You're
basically talking about, you know, we have the power. But the enemy that came after us, per se, is they're all mechanical. They're all AI. You know, they're not real. They are made by the evils of the planet. So that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with the natural and the unnatural.
Okay.
So the unnatural has followed the natural out into the universe. So this is where we are right now.
Okay. And what chapter is this?
I think we're on part 48, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Facing Danger.
Okay.
I think we left off
and this,
Facing Danger.
And this is out of the Chemistry 9X book, right?
Yes. Chemistry 9X, meaning melanin. And the X is, they're basically trying to X you out. They're trying to X out the highly melanated. So that's why it's called Chemistry 9X.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We ready when you are.
All right, here we go. Part 48, Facing Danger. Once Kishar, Ishmael, and the Vanguard returned to their element, this would be the ultimate war in the heavens as the Crown Cross's army mistakenly chased after what was called a force to be reckoned with, beyond of what he was used to. Everything he thought he knew about the cosmos was not what he perceived it to be. And even though several humanoids courageously gave the orders of command to the droids, the robots, and the manufactured monsters that drove the vessels that fought against them, they never had the skill to think and maneuver in areas that took an existence to know what to expect when in the heavens, as heaven had no boundaries. Interplanetary travel was the priority the Crown Cross had set out to accomplish over all else in his world back in 1271. Because one day he knew that was where he would have to fight the battle of his life and to keep his reign over everything and all that he conquered. When the first enemy's lead ship showed the nose of his face through the hole, Kishar's lead warcraft, the Potent Fire, fired on it immediately and disintegrated it into 1,000 pieces before it could even see what was ahead of it. Each one that showed its nose was blasted and lay waste, floating into oblivion. In all, it was a few hundred draconian vessels that met the fate of the ones who fiercely protected the life and justice the creators sent them to do. They were no match for the will and the might of these righteous warriors. Soon, they ceased showing their faces. So, in other words, Sister Bev, did you hear about this black hole that opened up here a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, this is another weird one now. Basically,
okay.
What's happening is these evil things or beings have followed Kishar and her army out into the universe. And so when earlier in this novel, I think it was in the first chapter, you know, Femi and the Vanguard went into a black hole and they came out on the other side. You remember me reading that?
Right.
Okay. So these the evil creatures that's after them now try to follow them through that black hole. And every time that they try to come out of the other side of the black hole, Kishar and her enemy is blasting these things before they could come out of it.
Okay.
So this is where we are. This is where we are right now. So here we go. So I think, let's see. Soon they ceased showing their faces. Okay. Kishar and her army realized that while the enemy was suspended in the hole, they were regrouping to seek a way around them. Whatever they were planning, the Eye Watchers were ready for them. I feel a wrath from the enemy like no other they have unleashed so far. But we will defeat and capture their commander and bring him to justice this last time, said Ishmael. It is with certainty that we will destroy all that is against nature and what she loves, and that includes us. We must defend what and who we are. It doesn't matter if we disagree with the values of their desires and beliefs. All we want is to exist in a peaceful universe for all. When you go against the natural order of the cosmos, you are inviting chaos, death, and destruction. There is an infinite amount of space between all of us. Then for the enemy to feel the need to kill us all. We will defeat them and bring their leader before Queen Yuli of Gorel. And after her sentence is handed down to them, they would have to bow down before me. Rest assured, I will give them what they deserve, replied Kishar. Not soon after the very words Kishar spoke, the army of drones, androids, and the crown crosses, evil minions, and the Dracons plowed through from the dark side of the hole in a cluster of thousands with their energy weapons and destroyed many of Kishar's soldiers. This was a very tense time for her because in her spirit she was feeling what she felt when one of her eye watchers was killed by this evil long ago. She concentrated on destroying all she could see coming toward her, and in her single-manned fighter called the Liberator, she cut down each and every hellhound ship they had. Sensing that she might be overwhelmed, Ishmael sped to her side, blasting and counteracting ship that may have escaped her fiery laser beams. He maneuvered his craft, called the Dagger, around hers, as he had not a sympathetic bone in his body for the enemy. He tore into a herd of Dragtars in a matter of minutes as she went into hyperdrive and destroyed all those around them that was left. Meanwhile, the remaining Eye Watchers destroyed what was left except the one who led them to their demise. Admiral Varadis, the evil link. Kishar and Ishmael and the thousands of Eye Watchers surrounded the battle cruiser, so that was no way Varadis and the last of its evil minions who pledged their existence to the Crown Cross could escape. Frantically, he tried to figure out a way of the dilemma he was in, but to no avail. Everything was still after the loss of so many ships from the planet Wallerstein. They stood motionless, waiting to initiate more aggression toward Kishar's army. While waiting for any other activity to take place in the way of firefighting and the carnage that the Vanguard leashed upon the enemy, Ukon asked, "Who do you think was leading them?" "My senses say the Crown Cross is using his top military soldier, Varadis," said Ishmael. While speaking telepathically to one another, Kishar said, "It's time to announce who they are dealing with. We will make ourselves known and remembered as the army that stopped the Ponticlief of Wallerstein. He is to be returned to Gorel to face Queen Yuli for their crimes against her and her people. After Yuli's sentence of the enemy, we will bring them to Sirius to stand trial on our ground. When and if he is ever released, we will have a telepathic tag on him with a microchip to forever keep a hold on him. Things are very dangerous towards all who reside in the universe for no reasons, for like us all, they have the freedoms as all else who were created by the Most High. There's plenty of room in space for all to live, No one or nothing can own or take the universe for their own. We will never allow this. We didn't on planet Earth, and we won't in the vast universe. Okay, Sister Bev, that was part 48. Any
All
questions
right.
on that one?
Well, yeah, you know, you again, you talking about what's going on now because you're talking about the chip, and you know they putting that new chip in the driver's license already in there. They said, you know, by October, but it's in the driver's license. It's been in them for a minute, a couple of years or a year or so. And
yes, it has.
And listening to your heroes, you know, the powers that they're using, like you said earlier, because of all this that's going on, we're going to have to learn how to tap into our powers and use them too, how they use them, telepathy and things like that to communicate. So that's what this is doing. It's either forcing you to tap into your powers, or you're just going to give in and be cheap.
Well, I think we need to do both. We definitely need to tap in, and we need to give in to what the universe is telling us that we need to do.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When I say that I'm talking about the enemy. Some people just going to give in to the enemy because they think that the enemy is too powerful. And then you're going to have the others that's fighters, that's warriors, and they're going to tap into their powers. And that's, to me, is no middle ground. It's either or.
Exactly. And when they and when you say that, that what we're going to have to do is type into what we have, then they will label you as disagreeable, and they will definitely want to shoot you up with those vaccines to keep you docile. But
right.
you know, if enough of us do what we have to do, that will never happen.
And that's true.
That will never happen. Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to 47.
Yes, part 47. This is a countdown. And failed to mention first, Sister Bev, that this is for entertainment purposes only. This is fiction, nonfiction. I don't want anyone to think that any of this is real to them, although if you dig deep and use your spidey senses or go to your third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh eye, you will find some things in here that you will be able to attest to that's what's going on today. So I just want everybody to know that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, part 47, and this is the countdown. We started at part 100, so now we're on part 47. And who knows how far we're going to go. But anyway, part 47, Return to Justice. Return to Justice. Whosoever commands the vessel called the thylacine will cease all aggressive activity henceforth. The facts are that when you emerged from the hole, your intentions were to kill everything that was in your line of sight, as well as any known living entities you may occur. Nothing or no one gave you cause to attempt to slay us. But to protect ourselves and the known universe from your bloodshed, we had to retaliate. Give me a reason to finish you off by not conforming to my wishes, and I will destroy you, exclaimed Kishar. Slowly, the few ships that were left, surrounded and protecting its mothership, where Varadis was in command, began to move slowly away from the side, where the entire ship could be seen. An eerie voice returned a message to the vanguard in this manner. And so I'm going to try to make it sound eerie, okay? So here we go. I will never relinquish myself to you. My master, the Ponticlef of Draconis, tells me to fight to the death. No matter the outcome, you may kill me or blast me into oblivion. I will never surrender. Kishore thought to herself, maybe she was speaking to a holographic entity. Maybe she was not speaking to the actual enemy. I'm going to transport myself over to his ship. I'm going to find out for myself if this is true. If he wants to fight to the death, then I will tend to it. Ishmael, Ukon, Yaget, Miso, Africa, and Iniki, come with me. Let us see what the Crown Cross's army is made of. They began to arm themselves with their weapons. Kishar with her staff and Ishmael's sword by his side were ready to go. The rest of the vanguard armed themselves with their fire lasers and beacon shields. Their skin began to glow with the glare of the sun. All of them had the ability to transport their essence along with whatever material apparatus they carried with themselves. Facing over to the ship of the enemy, Kishore was anticipating an ambush from the Drakon. But when they arrived, most of their army lay dead or dying from the battle. As with all things that had no more life within, they were put out of their misery. There were some who hid in the stowaway halls as they combed their ship inside and out. They too were found, captured, and killed. The fighting continued while searching for their leader. Kishore called for more regiment to phase over to assist in securing the huge Imperial ship. She had not come to any conclusion that he was found among the dead and dying monstrosities they abolished. Once they cleared the seventh level of the ship, the main level is where Varadis was found, calmly sitting in his command console, waiting to be taken into custody by the Eye Watchers. Kishore began to speak to him. She told him that he would be accompanying them back to Gorel to face Queen Yuli, and then to face her wrath on Sirius. If there were any more of them hiding that he hasn't spoken about, or if he is securing them in any way, then he would be terminated right where he sat. There was nothing more the evil being could do but surrender. He was placed in a hand brace and brought under custody by Micah. There were no more others to be found. Varadis was angry. He was spiteful. It took all the willpower he had to quell himself from retaliating against the vanguard, but there were too many of them. Miso led him back to the prison cargo ship, while Kishore reminded Ishmael, we must destroy all of their ships. Everything must be wiped away from here. We will tell our people what happened here so that they will always be strong against the ones who seek to destroy them. This way, the fight to survive will always remain in them. Rearing a ready-made army against our opponents is key. Some who are naturally born as Eye Watchers was the greatest thing the Creator has given us. In other words, warriors, that they're trying to find out who it is on this planet, but they'll never find out. That helps us prepare the rest of our soldiers to give their all in keeping our existence a secret. No need to alert the rest of the Crown Cross and his resistance to the truth. But once this is over with Varadis, we may have to revisit Gaia and find out how they made it this far, he replied. Truth is, you're right, Ishmael. If the beast still lives and is thriving, we must put a complete end to his reign. He cannot continue to exist if we are to start over, clean again. There was great reason the Creator never wanted us to annihilate him. There is a reason for all of this. Now, let's leave this vessel. and do what we must do to further our instruction, said Kishar. Within seconds, they returned to the mothership battlecruiser. They were awaiting the detonation of the Thylacine, Varadis' ship, and what was left of his army. When they received word that the rest of her army had phased themselves back to the mothership, all on board was alerted to the seismic blast that would follow. Her soldiers have placed several megatons of heliographic to each of their dragtars, their small rignets, and their cruise ships, during which time Kishore's fighters were maneuvering their ships toward the direction of Garel. Just as quick as they took out the entire enemy, the sooner they retreated to avoid the mega blast. Queen Kishar, we're ready, Captain Shin firmly stated. Initiate on my order, she replied. As all the soldiers on board the crafts were securing themselves firmly in as they swiftly headed in the opposite direction, the Quixar Galaxy. Okay, Sister Bev, any questions for that chapter?
Well, you were talking about the holograph images, and that's kind of what we're going through because we don't know what's fake, what's real. You know, they're putting images out there, and it's kind of like a holograph image. You know, it's hard to sell the real, you know, what the real deal. And so, you know, I could see that correlating with what's going on here too. And so they're preparing. And so you say that they in another galaxy, they made it to another galaxy, or they're on their way?
Yes, they're on their way to another galaxy. Once they captured the enemy, as a matter of fact, Varadis was sent out to destroy them, but instead he and his enemy were destroyed, and the Crown Cross sent him after them. But they defeated him. So right now they have, what they've done, they've set up all his ships, everything that he had, they have put this heliographite to each of their ships, and they're about to blow it all up. So they've captured him. So anything that was left on his ships or whatever he had is about to be blown away to bits. And so they're on their way to Garel, in the Quickstar Galaxy, because he's about to get tried by this group of people that they had already tried to kill. So they're bringing him back to stand trial there. And then once he stands trial there, they're going to ship him back to their world, and he's going to stand trial there for the things that he's doing right now in the present.
And that also sounds like what's going on. And you said the crown, isn't that what they call the coronavirus? Isn't it something about the crown?
The Crown Cross is this what are they calling it now? The underground. What is the powers that you don't see that's running
right.
All this stuff right now.
And that's what's going on.
And along with that so-called virus thing that's going on, the Crown
that's
Cross.
What I'm talking about. Yeah,
I'm
who's running that? The hidden hand.
Right. Yeah, that's who sent him after them because, you know, they just want everything for themselves. But, you know, it's not going to happen, and that's why Kishar and who was Femi. You know, she's destroying it. The Vanguard is destroying it right now. And then, so that's what we got. We got to get ourselves together so we won't be destroyed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we could do another chapter.
Okay. So right now we're doing part 46, Yuli's Verdict. Part 46, Yuli's Verdict. Salah, Sensar, Idu. That was the countdown for the Vanguard, for the Vanguard's mothership battlecruiser to unleash one of their most powerful weapons known to the universe and the cosmos. They directed it to the enemy's vessel and their mothership and blew them all to smithereens until there was nothing left. All those on board felt a sigh of relief that this part of their war was over. But little did they know there was much more to come. The adventure was beginning again. After making sure their armada was well out of reach of the photon blast they had unleashed on the Draconian army, destroying everything within a 3,000-mile radius. Kishar and Ishmael made their way down to the Nutanium cell where Varadis was being held. She said to him, "Make no mistake, you are being held for co-conspiring with the Crown Cross, the Pontocleave of Draconis, the ruler and hierarchy of your planet Wallerstein of Mesopia, and the British Talisman. Since this has been an all-out war against the people of Earth, the people of the galaxy, as well as acting against the peoples of Sirius and Nibiru, those many hundreds of years ago, we have just begun to finish and destroy what has been done since the beginning of your reign. Attacking Queen Yuli in the Gorel system was a very bad move on your part. And for this action, you are to be taken back to face her judgment upon you and your legion. Soon after, you will be taken to Sirius to be judged by the people and then judged by me. Please, don't beg her for mercy, for you will not be spared. For all your evil digressions on the families of the universe, you will pay the ultimate price. And for obeying your makers, you will pay their price as well. It's all on you." Varada smirked with an unyielding hatred. He knew Kishar was a warrior queen of her word, and without a doubt, she would take him out where he said. It would be best if he said nothing. After her visit, she and Ishmael thought of another scenario for him. It was here she had a bigger plan. They were only a few decades away from Queen Yuli's quadrant when they were met by her scouts, who kept watch of the outer rim of Gorel. The Trojan force was happy to know that this queen conquered and captured one of the most wanted evil operatives in this galaxy. Kishar was escorted directly to Gorel's prison base, to deliver a chained Varadis into the hands of the guard, where he will no longer be a threat to anyone or anything. Kishar and her army were greeted with a warm welcome from Yuli. "Peace, Queen Kishar and King Ishmael. We welcome you with open arms. I am so elated that you were the one to capture and contain this notorious Varadis McBain. Believe me, he will not enjoy his stay here. Won't you and your king have a seat? Enjoy the meal my people and I have prepared for you. Your troops are dining with my troops together in the Great Hall. I am sure they are sharing great victories and battles as we talk of what we are going to do with the prisoner." Kishar asked, "I'm curious, Yuli, what do you plan to do with him? Do you see a need to physically punish him, torture even, or do you see a need to make him pay for years to come?" "Well, my plans for him are identical to all the rest of the hardcore legitimate convicts around here. He must be made an example out of. He is the worst of the worst, and this is the attitude coming from the Crown Cross. Are you thinking you can rehabilitate him with mind control? We tried that on some of the other prisoners. We thought that somehow we could reverse their thought process for the better. And no, it was a horrible outcome. Plus, the results were devastating. When they returned into our society, hundreds of our people lost their lives needlessly from their escape tactics. Therefore, we must take drastic measures with his kind. You have a point, Yuli. Do you have any idea how you are going to judge him tomorrow? It depends. What I am hoping is that when we turn him over to you, the Syrians will bring the harshest penalty they can give him. That way, my thoughts and actions will account for much of what the Crown Cross deserves of trying desperately to invade and infiltrate our universe. We do not need our world poisoned like Earth is. I agree. He will be taken care of once and for all, as well as the Crown Cross and the rest of his heinous group, replied Kishore. Your eye watchers have been informed of where they can retire for the night, but my generals. It will be a long day tomorrow. I suggest you retire as well. I have a suite just for you and your king. I will have my assistant show you to your quarters. That's very thoughtful of you, Queen. However, we are hardened warriors by nature. Sleeping on the vanguard will do just fine. This way, if anything happens, we'll be ready. We will heed the call. Okay, Sister Beth, that's the end of part 44, I think. No, 46.
46.
Any questions on that?
And if anybody have any questions, you can call in at 323-642-1586 or any comments and push the number 1. So, you know, you talked, the person name was Issar, and you know that represents the Easter. We right here at Easter here. You know, you talked about the mind control. That's what we are under, some form of mind control. You're talking about prison on Earth, you know, and that's what it seems like. That's the poison on Earth with the chemicals and with this. This seems like this is trying to poison the whole Earth with this germ that they have, you know, that's going on. And it just seemed like an invasion that we are under. So it's a lot of,
you know, Sister Bev,
going on.
You are exactly right. And until you just mentioned that, I didn't think of that. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I agree. And then
and
she
so,
was telling
you know,
them. No, I was
go
just
ahead.
Saying that Yuli mentioned that she did not want her planet or her you know, people poisoned like it was on Earth. So they didn't need their worlds to be poisoned like that. So, yeah,
right.
I'm getting this now. So, yeah,
And so, you know.
And then they're
like
trying to.
Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
No, I forgot what that thought was now. But go ahead, Sister Beth, go ahead.
No, it's just, I was just going to say that, you know, that this, you know, you are tapped in because, again, I can't say enough that you wrote these books years ago. And it just seemed like that this is what's going on right now. You know, I feel like that we definitely, there's a war, a battle that's definitely going on now. And so, you know, and a lot of things, you know, I could see, like I say, the Ishtar and Easter, and we right here, we on lockdown, and you know it's a lot. But you tapped into something when you were writing.
Well,
your book.
I think I did, and I didn't see this coming. I did mention a particular virus in the first book in the Bright Light, But mm-hmm. I hadn't pulled it all the way straight through to this one. I knew
right.
that, you know, when I was tapping into it, I knew that there would be a great poisoning going on the planet Earth, and that
mm-hmm.
There was going to be a war and something had to be done. But I'm pretty sure that, and you know, like I was saying before, and I think in the paragraph ahead of that, that it's not over. Even though they're fighting
mm-hmm.
right now in a different universe and in the heavens, the war is not over on Earth yet.
Right.
So
right.
we got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, you know, they keep saying that the woman has a major role in this fight here. And look who is one of the main warriors is the female, along with her male. But it's like, you know, she's playing a major role in this. And then
exactly.
we just had the black hole that exploded. It exploded into a sun, you know, and you dealing with the black hole, you know. They going through a black hole. And so, and then you named, you know, a crown. You named that, and that's what this virus is dealing with, the corona. And you mentioned all of that in this as far as the energy around. You were saying something about the energy around the sun or the crown, and that's what this virus is named.
Exactly, exactly. I was mentioning that they went into the black hole and they came
mm-hmm.
out on the other end, and the evil tried to follow them and they couldn't do it. So they was trying to figure
right.
out a way to get around it. But, you know, whatever they did, no, they couldn't even get around it. So and as of today, they're trying to figure a way of trying to get around the power that we have. And they're doing all kind of things to try to take our power. And it's not going to happen if we do what we need to do. They'll never take our power right here today in this matrix. We stay strong enough. We can make this work. We can see this through. I think that I actually think it's backfired on them. I think that they actually really set out when they set out the 5G to disturb
mm-hmm.
our vibration.
Right.
You know, as long as we get back into that right vibration, that 5G won't be able to touch us. And I think that's what we need to do. So they're trying to find a way to destroy us that way, but it's not going to work.
Well,
even
I
in the
agree.
Chemistry.
Yeah. But
our chemistry that's keep us going. That will keep us going.
And that's what it's all about, the chemistry. The melanin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
is the chemistry.
The 9X. The melanin
yeah.
X, yes.
Yeah. Well, this is powerful, you know. It's really powerful. As I listen, I could just really see where you rat on target with things here. And again, you know, you didn't just write these books. You wrote these books a while ago, but you're reading them, and you're reading them right on time. And so, you know, it's a message. We getting the message. I see the message. And so, you know, it's right on time again. So that's how it works. That's how spirit, that's how universe works. You never be late. You're always on time.
Exactly.
Well, Sister Seven, we come down to the end of the show here. And if you have anything else that you want to say or tell the people again where they could get your books and tell them the offer that you are offering, that they could get all 5 books autographed.
Yes, if you even if you order just one, you know, I can send it to you autographed, graph it for you.
Okay.
Just tell me where I need to send it to. My email is chemistryfiles@gmail.com. It's the same as the website. The website is just chemistryfiles.com. Now, if you want to go ahead and get all 5 books and be in the know before I even finish reading them, then I will
mm-hmm.
send them to you autographed, copied, and I will take care of the shipping and handling for you.
Okay. That sounds good. And you're also working on a movie script, right? Put it in.
Yes.
All five of these movie, all five of your books going into a movie?
Well, I'm hoping. I know the first one is what I'm trying to work on. That is the script that I'm only going to print five of those. So it's the first come for their five, first serve. That's going to be it. And you can get that information on gumroad.com, G-U-M-R-O-A-D, gumroad.com.
Excellent.
And look up chemistry.
Okay. So this should be another good book. This should be like The Matrix, The Black Panther, and chemistry. So I'm waiting for the movie to come out.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It might take a little time, but it's going to happen. Yeah.
But it's all, when you're dealing with universal time, it's always the right time. You're always going to be on time. And so this is good for us. I appreciate that the Truth to Power family get the book read to us from the author. So that's very good, you know. And I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate doing it. I do too, Sister Bell. I appreciate for being able to read it to everyone. I appreciate it. And thank you so much.
And thank you. And we'll be back next week. The next week we'll be back Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again, Sister Seta, for your work.
Thank you. Peace, Sister Bell.
Okay.
Peace, family.
Peace and love.